Romero, Eagles insider Glenn Mack now here. It's Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock, and Glenn is rubbing his hands together. He is ready to give us his bold predictions, the 4-7 Eagles and the 10-1 Patriots. Go.
Thanks for the setup there, Dave. This first one is bold.
Yes.
This is, you got to go bold, right? So here you go. The Eagles will average 5 yards a carry in the rushing game against the New England Patriots. How about that?
Whoa, what?
Dante Hightower is out. He's their best run stopper. Jamie Collins may or may not be back this week. The Broncos slashed the Patriots on the ground last week. LeSean McCoy looked very good against them the week before. The Eagles will run the ball effectively. And wait, there's more. Kenyon Barner will be part of the process. How about that?
Wow, I believe that.
There you
go. I believe that. Kenyon Barner's got a little juice.
There you go. All right, number two. Gronk is out. Edelman is likely out. Or Edelman is out. Deion Lewis is out. Amendola is likely out. We'll find out how that plays out. So, because the Patriots have to find someone likely here every week, some guy you never heard of. You may have heard of him, but this week the guy who's going to haunt your nightmares is 6'7" tight end Scott Chandler. He's a tough matchup for the Eagles. Gronk is out, of course, and he is going to fill in, and Brady is going to find him, and he's going to be the guy after the game. You're going, how does Scott Chandler get all those fantasy football points against us? I hear your head shaking. I don't see it, but I hear it.
I say this to that. The taller they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah, hopefully he's not falling into the end zone.
The taller they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah, well, if
chop him right down.
Let me put you this way. I did pick him up for my fantasy football team this week.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare me. All right, number three. You'll like this one. It's going to be a good day for Jordan Matthews. Slot receivers have 27 catches against the Patriots in their last 5 games. Let's give Matthews a minimum of 6. Let's give him 100 yards for only the 3rd time this year.
Yeah.
And let's say that Jordan Matthews has a very effective day against the Patriots defense.
Okay, that is your bold prediction, part one. That's 3 of his 5 bold predictions. The other 2 come your way on Sunday, our kickoff show. And that begins at 2:25, I believe, or 2:30 on Sunday. We got you covered all the way through Eagles-Patriots. It's a 4:25 kickoff, no longer a nationally televised game. It is, in fact, a regional broadcast, Glenn.
As long as we get it.
Yep, we get it. We'll watch it. And the Eagles, I'm sticking with my prediction, 23, the New England Patriots, 14. Okay, back to what's happening here on Eagles
Dave.
360 on the way. The voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, and you won't want to miss this. You can't miss it. Merrill Reese talking Eagles and the Patriots.